So all I know is that there are two crates of powder milk biscuits that are downtown at the YMCA, registered under the name of Inkfist. And here I stand as usual, without anything to show you. I tell you, it's not the worst position to be in, to stand up here on a stage, as we do every Saturday night, to remember things that I'm not really sure actually happened. And all of it taking place in a little town that is real so long as you don't go looking for it. And all of it brought to you by a product that you can't even buy around here. But isn't that the case that most of what we need, really need, is either invisible or out of supply or out of fashion, on the decline? Sometimes a person just has to make do with imagination. It's imagination that got us into this problem anyway. And I believe it can get us out. Powder milk biscuits. I knew I was going to say that sooner or later. Here, just waiting until it sprang to my lips. Powder milk.
Oh, has your family tried them powder milk? Has your family tried them powder milk? Well, if your family's tried them, you know you've satisfied them. They're the real hot item.
Buttermilk biscuits, heavens, they're tasty and expeditious.
Ahua!
The jalapeno pepper grows in Sweden, and spring is when they put the seed in. And when the jalapeno's eaten, suddenly it's spring again.
Oh, I should say, after 16 years in public radio, especially announcing classical music, person develops an excess amount of dignity and reserve. Sometimes you need a little stimulant just so you show some signs of life. Nothing like a sneeze, I'll tell you, that you get from this little red bottle when you hold it up to your nose.
I am a real good eater, yeah, you betcha. I sure do like that red hot ketchup. It don't just sit, it comes to get ya. It's a heck of a deal. Wah!
Thank you, Stoney Lonesome. Peter Strusko there.